There's a very yisaidistic and machlekes ha'pleiskim regarding the use of circumstantial evidence in Bezdin. If Bezdin is able to determine facts on the ground based on an umdano, based on circumstantial evidence, they're able to analyze the case and ascertain facts that don't come from kosher eidim, that don't emerge from a formal halachic eidos, can they rely on this to paskin in Chesh Mishpat? Can they rely on an umdano? Can they rely on circumstantial evidence to paskin in Chesh Mishpat in the absence of a valid eidos? So this is the subject of a tremendous machlekes ha'poskim. The Rosh is of the opinion that Bezdin could, in fact, rely on an umdano in Chesh Mishpat. Bezdin could rely on circumstantial evidence. If Bezdin gets a whiff of someone that's pasul, they could disqualify him, even though they don't have an official paslos on him. And Bezdin can rely on their circumstantial evidence. They can rely on their experience. They can rely on their analytical skills, and they're able to determine the facts, even if they don't have a formal kosher edus. That's the sheet of the Rosh. Says the Rosh, there are several gemaras that prove this. For instance, the gemara in Babasra Daf Nun Ches says, so after gemara, there was an individual that before dying declared that only one of his 10 sons was actually his son. He had 10 sons, but he says that only one of them are actually his son. The rest are not really his son, they're illegitimate. Only one of these individuals is actually his son. And then he dies, and we don't know which one is the actual son. And Rav Benoah had a way of determining who the proper son was, where each one of the sons went to the kever of this individual and banged on the kever, trying to determine that they were the actual son. They were the ones that were royally Yorshai. And only one of the 10 sons decided that it was disrespectful to go bang on the kever of the father. And therefore, only one of them stayed home. He didn't pay the kever a visit and bang on the kever. And Rav Benoah, based on this, determined that this was the only one of the sons that was actually a Yerush, that was actually the son. And that's why he felt that it was not bakovedik to go and bang on the kever. So Dr. Rosh, you see that Rav Benoah paskin that he gets the money of the Yerusha, even though there was no formal edus determining that he was the son. Nevertheless, based on umdana, based on circumstantial evidence, it was gepaskin that he was the actual son. And therefore, says the Rosh, that is halacha lemaisa, that we're able to rely on circumstantial evidence. And says the Rosh, what is the makor of this idea? What is the source of this idea? Says the Rosh, it's based on the famous story of Shlomo HaMelech, where there were two women who came before him. They each had sons, and one of them died. And there was this dispute about the surviving son. Whose son was it? Was it this woman, or was it the other woman? And they had a disagreement, and Shlomo said, why don't we split him down the middle, and each mother will get half. And one of them agreed, and as we know, one of them said, just give it to her, I don't want it, just make sure not to cut it down and kill him. And Shlomo determined that she was in fact the mother. Says the Rosh, you see, that Shlomo HaMelech himself relied on circumstantial evidence. He paskin based on the umdana. He didn't have an edus who the mother was, and nevertheless, he paskin based on the umdana. So you see, they could use umdana and bezdin in spite of the fact that you're lacking a formal edus. However, other rishonim, other achronim, other paskim disagree, and they say that if you take a look at the Gemara, you'll find that the Gemara is before not like this. There's a machlekes between Rav Acha and the Tanakama and the Rav Chachamim in Rav Vaso Tav Tzadik Gimel regarding a shor that's oicher bein gemalim. You have a shor that's goring, and it's found among the gemalim, among the camels, and one of the gemalim is dead. And it's quite clear that this ox is the one that killed the gamal, but you didn't have any actual re'iyah. You didn't have any actual testimony that this animal killed the gamal. And it's a machlekes whether we can rely on this to assume in Bezdin that this ox actually killed the gamal. It's a machlekes. Rav Acha held that you could rely on circumstantial evidence. Chum disagreed. And says the Ma'arik, we paskin like the Chachamim, we paskin that you cannot rely on Umdano, you cannot rely on circumstantial evidence, and even though it's quite clear from the case that the animal is in fact was the culprit and did kill the Gomel, nevertheless, you can't rely on this Yediya in Bezdin because you need a Kasher Eidus. And so too, there's a Shaila about Shimon ben Shetach, famous Gemara, comes up in Sanhedrin, where Shimon ben Shetach saw someone running into a churva after someone else with a knife, and then he sees the individual who was being chased dead, and he's bleeding from a gash that was a stabbing, and he sees the other person holding a knife, holding the sword or a knife with blood dripping, and it's quite clear that this person was the culprit, he was the Reitzeach, and nevertheless, Shimon ben Shetach says that even though I know that you're the culprit, ma'esa, there's nothing I can do, because the ma'esa, I don't have eidos. I don't have eidos, and therefore, you're going to be off the hook. So you see, you can't rely on an umdano. So the Ma'arik assumes that you can't rely on umdano. And so too, there's a Radvaz that as well holds that you can't rely on umdano based on the Gemara, about Shimon ben Shetach. Says Radvaz, so what's takap shat and Shlomo HaMelech? How did Shlomo HaMelech rely on an umdano when he didn't have clear evidence who the mother was? Says the Radvaz, either it was based on a hirashah, maybe it was a special dispensation, a special story that happened that was an exception to the rule rather than the rule, and normally we can't rely on umdano, and Dafka over there, he wanted to demonstrate to the world his chachmah so they were going to accept his malchus, but avada, it wasn't a regular case, and avada, normally we can't rely on umdano. Or, says the Radvaz, maybe by the other woman saying that Taka split it in half, she was being miyayish, she lost her muksokos, she lost her rights, and she basically gave up on her rights to have the child. And again, the Radvaz and the Ma'arik are both assuming that you can't rely on umdano when it comes to Bezdin. So, Akoponim, this is the Machlekes HaPeiskim, based on a Machlekes in the Gemara, whether we could rely on umdano and Bezdin, or we say that no, you have to have an official eidos. There are official routes to get to a psak and Bezdin. You can't simply rely on circumstantial evidence.